Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.
Asparagus. I personally love it, but the season is very short, from the end of April until the 21st of June. Class 1 Direct from Skipton are wholesalers for the catering industry, supplying fresh fruit and vegetables, dairy and dried goods. They're all about top quality local produce. One area that's currently growing asparagus is George Morell Farms, High Grange Farm to be precise, at Plumpton. I went along to meet Joe from Class 1 Direct and Malcolm Ingleby, who's responsible for the contracting on the farm, and we began by discussing the growing and the harvesting of the asparagus.
When we finished picking this year, they cut it right down to the ground, all the stalks, everything cut off right to the ground, and then we leave it. And it stays like that until the end of January, early February next year. By that time, it'll be about 4 foot high. Looks like a Christmas tree, nearly. It's topped off then and chopped up and just left on the ground. If there are any weeds or grass weeds showing, we give it a small dose of glyphosate to kill all the rubbish off. Apply fertiliser about a month before it's due to be growing, and then just leave it, and it starts to grow.
So there's no requirement for a 4 foot asparagus, Joe?
Not yet, but you know what chefs are like, you never know.
Do weird and wonderful things with it. And the thing that's amazed me, we've just been out into the field in the sunshine when we're recording this today, and it prefers, that's its favourite weather.
Absolutely. The warmer and drier it is, the better it seems to grow. You could go out, say, this morning, I don't know how much they've picked this morning, but let's say they picked 300 kilos. If the cold east wind arrived tonight and it came really cold, they may pick 50 or 60 tomorrow morning.
So it really does vary. Oh. And it shoots up within a few hours.
Oh, yes. You could nearly pick it twice a day in conditions like this. Go out there in the morning, say 6 o'clock time, and by the time they've got round it all, graded and packed what they picked, they could go out again and pick some more, if it was weather like this.
And, I mean, you guys pride yourself, Joe, on going around the local area and sourcing top quality local produce. How did you stumble across the asparagus here?
I actually bought some personally at Fodder, because these guys also supply Fodder and Wheatons, I believe. Took it home, I read the label and gave them a call and thought, we need a piece of this asparagus. So it all started from there, really.
And what makes a really good asparagus, in your opinion? What are you looking for?
Not too thin, not too thick. And fresh, it's got to be fresh. These guys, we put our order in first thing in the morning, and within 3 to 4 hours, it's delivered in our cold rooms for delivery the following day. So it's on the chef's block, literally 24 hours from being picked. That's the service we're trying to offer here.
You can plant asparagus two ways. You can either do it by putting a module in the ground, a small plant. And if you do that, you'll have to leave it 2 years before you can start picking it. To put the crown in the ground, which is a big thing with tentacles on, the first year you can pick some of it, but only for 2 or 3 weeks, and then leave it and let it grow up and strengthen up, and then next year you're up and away.
The different ways that you've seen chefs prepare asparagus, Joe, and cook asparagus, what are some of the best ways?
To me, treat it simply. Just have it with melted butter. I mean, why spoil it with anything else? It is superb just by itself. Dipped in some melted butter or over the top of it. End of story. Cracked pepper. Thank you very much.
Pan fried or?
Oh, sorry, just steamed, lightly simmered. Just so there's still got a bit of crunch left. Beautiful.
And what about yourself, Malcolm? Do you have some asparagus?
Yeah, I don't live on it, but yes, I do like asparagus. But my good lady, when she cooks asparagus, she does it by putting it on a baking tray, covers it with balsamic vinegar. Cooks it lightly, brings it out, and it's beautiful.
It's a fantastic product. I mean, it's hard to spoil it. Come on, it's brilliant. This is what we're all about. This is such an exciting time of the year where all the local ingredients is just starting to come to fruition. We've got Lancashire salads coming through now. It's getting really exciting to eat seasonally. Won't be long before we get some soft fruits coming through. This is what we're all about, is buying local from local suppliers, keep the money in the same circles.
And the asparagus that's been harvested today, Joe, and that you've bought, how far does that go?
Well, we supply restaurants in Lancashire, the Lake District, over towards York, Ripon, Hull, the Dales, local Yorkshire asparagus in our restaurants there. Fantastic. I mean, if anybody wants to get in touch with Class 1 to buy some of this, please don't hesitate to give us a call. 01756 700 244.
Big thank you to Malcolm and to Joe from Class 1 Direct for inviting me along to Highgrange Farm. If you'd like to find out more about Class 1, you can always do it online too. Class1Direct.com.
Class 1 Direct on Stray FM's Food and Drink Show.